that having been through this playoff stuff every year over the past 5 years, what have you learned? What do you change, if anything? How do you handle the week?
I don't think we change much what we do. You know, I think every time the situation is a little different. We're on the road 2 years ago. I don't remember, where we finished the other seasons, right? We're off the top of my head. But I think everyone is a different situation. The health of your football team, the situation, when you play, where you play, I think it all changes differently. You know, I think our guys understand how to prepare and so forth. And we're not going to alter much from that, what we've done all season. We'll see. Andy continues to progress well, okay? And he's doing just what he's supposed to do.
Robert, what's a couple things you've really appreciated about McCarron, or you've seen him as he's gone through this process of the past, three, four weeks?
I think kind of being repetitive with it, but that, AJ, his preparation, his... His just diving into everything, how anxious for this opportunity. I think in his mind he has been throughout this, entire season. And, how he's gone about it, how he's directed the football team, how he's assumed the role of the leader of the offense that way. And, he knows the hat's on his head. And he's got the, number one, it's paramount to direct the offense and do his part and then take care of the football.
Mark, there are competitive advantage things involved, but as you sit here today, do you already know who your quarterback's going to be on Saturday?
Oh, I said that yesterday. I don't know what I thought I was being coy. I said we're preparing with A.J. McCarron to be the starting quarterback.
You said early in the week.
It's not going to change later in the week. I mean, we're preparing for A.J. McCarron to be the starting quarterback. Whether Andy's a backup or where Andy is, we'll know down the line. But right now, as I said yesterday, I wasn't trying to be, but I'm not going to sit here and do a press conference about Andy every day and his injury, So he'll be ready when he's, he's ready. He's doing well.
Challenge during the week to make sure that mentally none of that creeps into players of being back in that same spot again, or is it easy to come?
Well, I think the players want to be in the same spot. They want to earn, they've earned the opportunity to be in this spot. So you don't want to shortchange that. They know what's on the line, and you don't want to shortchange that at all, Paul. We want it to be that. They're one of 12 teams right now, and after this weekend, it goes down to 8 quickly. And so they have to, they understand the urgency of that.
As far as, knowing that when you get into the game, that they're to make sure there would never be a, oh, here we go again feeling.
Players don't go into that. I think other people do. It's part of their conscious in nature. Not enough time for that. There's not been in a here we go again situation. Those are your words.
No, I know. And I'm just curious as a coach if that's something that you do worry about with players, or if it's not an issue.
I don't think it's an issue. I don't think that you look around there. There's 20 new guys from a year ago and 40 new guys from 2 years ago. So it's part of it. So I don't think there is a, here you go again. Here you go again is to go win the football game. That's your here you go again. No, I think AJ is what he's added all season is a guy that's been from a program that's been very successful with the Packers and that kind of confidence and so forth and preparation and so forth as you go through.
The last game with the Steelers was kind of chippy. Is there anything as a head coach that you can do, say, or anything you have?
We addressed the last game whenever we played it last week.